You're listening to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. Jackson Hole residents have just a few more days to weigh in on how energy choices are made in the region. The local electricity co-op is holding an election, and one seat is hotly contested by candidates trying to mobilize younger voters. KHOL's Hannah Mersbach has more.
While many utility companies are owned by investors or cities, Lower Valley Energy is a co-op. So members get a say on where power comes from and how money is spent by electing the board of directors. There are three seats up for grabs, but in one race, two new contenders are challenging the incumbent. Longtime local broadcaster Scott Anderson has held the position for 6 years and says the candidate pool looks a bit different this year.
The age group of the candidates running is a little bit younger than we've seen, but it's encouraging to know that younger people are interested in serving the community.
Anderson is running on a platform of continuing what he says he's been doing, providing safe, affordable, and reliable energy to the Valley. But one of his challengers, Max Moran, says he wants to see a more proactive approach. He's a civil engineer and says there's a lot of federal dollars on the table right now to make energy systems more efficient.
I really think that the board needs somebody who is active in pursuing some of this money for clean energy projects, or else it will not get taken advantage of.
Moran has spent months rallying his friends to vote and trying to inform people about the local energy model, which he says more people should be excited about. The other candidate, Tori Lee, says she is also impressed by the energy co-op and wants to contribute. She says she wants to see more representation on local boards.
That we have like fresh, young perspectives. And it's not just people who have been around for years and years. And I think I can bring a lot of new ideas to the table.
Lee is an occupational therapist at the local school district. She says she hopes to help keep costs low and make the Lower Valley workplace more accessible. Ballots for the Energy Board election were mailed out to bill-paying members. They must be returned by mail by the end of next week. Hannah Mersbach, KHOL News.
Fewer people came to Yellowstone National Park this May than last year. It was a 13% decrease from 2022, which was the busiest May on record. So far, over 645,000 people have visited the park this year, which is down from last year as well. The superintendent of Yellowstone is hoping for a, quote, normal summer. According to the park, since the pandemic, there have been unusual visitation trends. Yellowstone had to shutter its gates and then received an influx of road trippers in 2020. And last year, a historic flood event closed the park for 2 weeks. I'm Tyler Pratt, KHOL News.